T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It is 9:36 on this Sunday edition of A New Morning on WBEN, and it's a weird morning here at WBEN. Randy Bushover, along with Joe Beamer, Susan Rose, Alan Harris, and now joined by WBEN's Tim Wenger. And earlier, Tim, we talked to Brendan Keeney, who, along with you, were providing the coverage of the overnight early morning events. And same kind of question that I posed to him. Was it easy to discern and the change in mood, and about what time did that happen in?
You know, Randy, good morning. Really a strange and bizarre and scary night for both Brendan and I and anybody that was down there. And I think I would agree with Brendan that the time at which it all turned was the same time he mentioned, and that is when the protesters, they left Niagara Square. They were told to leave peacefully by their own organizers. They did the march around the city through the Allentown neighborhood, and then they came back into Niagara Square, and that's when I thought things were going to dissipate. And I was sitting in my vehicle in Niagara Square when suddenly I just noticed a large mob of people, and I was on the opposite side from Brendan, just walk toward the federal courthouse. And it's just, you know, knowing what I know about security in these federal buildings, that was not going to be taken lightly. And then later we were to find out that they had intelligence that the federal courthouse was a target of outside protesters, and a pretty angry mob of protesters. A smaller portion of the group just went up and surrounded the entrance to the courthouse and challenged the officers there. And that absolutely is when the tide turned and things got angry.
And prior to that, you even had the opportunity to talk to one of the peaceful protesters, Vicki Ross, with the Western New York Peace Center.
Absolutely. Vicki was there, and it had already turned a little bit ugly when I talked to Vicki, and she certainly was not part of that group. She was out in Niagara Square, and then she was a young woman took to the bullhorn after a lot of the angry protests outside the courthouse, and she encouraged everybody to leave that area. This is after a car got destroyed in the center of Delaware Avenue. That's when I saw Vicki Ross, is when they were being encouraged to leave and move out, and Vicki went on that march, and I was speaking with her just before they exited Niagara Square the second time. But then I left and went and covered the mayor, who had a press conference with Mark Poloncarz. And when I returned, the protesters were returning at that exact moment. And that's when it got even more ugly. That's when we saw, the lion's share of the tear gas being used. And that's when that van exploded in front of the Buffalo City Court building on the opposite side. And it really was, as Mark Poloncarz pointed out countless times last night, it was a small contingent of the mass protest that was causing all of these problems. You know, there might have been 1,000 people there at the height of the peaceful protest, and they certainly were still there when things went sideways, but it was not the thousands that were causing the problem. It was, you know, probably 100 or less that were really antagonizing and causing what I think, my opinion is that it, made this thing go in a direction that we all now know to be the case.
Anything aside from the tear gas leave an impression on you from overnight?
That van burning was pretty graphic. That thing that could have really hurt some people. There were demonstrators running right up next to the van. At one point, a demonstrator that, if you haven't seen it, it's on our social media pages, Twitter, Facebook. That van was engulfed in full flames and obviously had a gas tank in it. And there were protesters right alongside it. And then at one point, a protester threw a bunch of fireworks into the fire, and then that erupted. That could have turned into, you know, something a lot more problematic as far as people being injured. So that sticks in my mind. Just the you know, I'll tell you, when I went back to my car after, I went back into the square again at 1:30 for the press conference. But after I left, when I thought things were done, looking into Niagara Square and seeing a billow of tear gas smoke rise from Niagara Square, that's an image I won't forget anytime soon. It really was a very strange, you know, and surreal moment for me to see that happening in this city. You know, as we so often say in news, this is stuff that happens elsewhere. Well, it happened here.
Yeah, and it happened here, but it's when I was really little. I was saying earlier the 70s, but I guess 1967 was the exact date for some race riot type activity here in the city of Buffalo. Tim, appreciate it, and thanks for joining us for a couple minutes.
You bet. You know, I always tell people in the newsroom, you never know when a protest is going to go sideways. That's why we prepare and cover them. You know, this is the first time in my career that I saw one actually go extremely sideways. And, you know, I'm glad that the, you know, injuries were kept to a minimum. The damage certainly is sightly, but has been kept to at least a minimum. So I'm happy for the city in that regard.
Yeah, I totally agree there. All right, that is Tim Wenger, who was doing double duty, was down there on the scene with Brendan Keeney on the overnight hours. Right now it is 9:42 at WBEN. Bill Dagher joins us for a quick look at the WBEN 7 First Alert forecast. And the good part is that looks, for the most part, the rain is done here this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.